word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
To our program today. What a blessing it is to have you join us, and we hope that you'll follow us throughout this series. It'll be a number of weeks long. We're studying John chapter 13, 14, 15, 16 with Jesus in the upper room. We're now in part 5, and you can go back and hear parts 1 through 4 at our website at www.considerhisword.org. And I continue to go get your Bible and open with us as we study these scriptures. It'd be important for you to look at the Word of God as we study these verses together. Again, we'll be in chapter 13 today in the Gospel of John. We also want to let you know that during this series, as long as they'll last, we're giving out free Gospel of John's. Now, these are little pocket versions. You can drop it in your shirt pocket or in your pants pocket, or maybe put it in a purse, take it to work with you or to school with you. Maybe you'd like to give it to someone else. Whatever you do with it, we want you to read it, and we want you to study it with us. You can get your free Gospel of John by writing to us. A couple of ways you can get it. You can write to us at our new P.O. Box. Write to Consider His Word Ministries at P.O. Box 550456. Simply drop us a letter and say that you'd like to receive the Gospel of John. Give us, of course, your name and address. Or you can also go to our website at www.considerhisword.org. There at the website, not only can you hear the previous programs, but you can also click on the Contact Us tab and there send us a note via email that you'd also like to receive the Gospel of John. So it'll be very easy for you either way that you do it. Either write to us or just go to the website and click on it there and hear the website there. We have average about 200 people a day or more that look at the website, and so we'd encourage you to go and do that. Again, let me give you the address one more time. Consider His Word at P.O. Box 550456 in Davie, Florida at 33355. We're looking forward to hearing from you. John chapter 13, Jesus is now sitting with the disciples in the upper room. They had had the Passover supper. Jesus had gotten up and demonstrated the role of a servant by washing their feet. Judas has now left and gone to sell Jesus out to the chief priests or to the Sanhedrin, as well as to the Roman soldiers. Jesus is now in a very intimate setting, talking with his disciples. He's giving them some very difficult things. He has told them that he was going away. And he says, where I go, you can't come. This is in verse 33. Again, we're in John chapter 13. He said, little children, yet a little while I'm with you. Ye shall seek me. And as I said unto you, whither I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you. He's saying, I'm going away, and where I'm going for now, you can't come. He also, in a couple other verses that we studied last week, said, I have a new commandment for you. That commandment was that you would love each other as I have loved you. Now, the disciples are full of questions. They're very confused by what Jesus has said. Not so much by the commandment. They understand that, but when Jesus said, I'm going away, this really has them confused. And this is where they're thinking is and what they're concentrating on. And so they had several questions. And today we're going to be looking at these questions. There were three of them, and I'm not sure we'll have time to get through all of them today. I'm going to try to get through all of them today. They're very important, so I want to give them time. I want to look at them very carefully. Now, Peter asked a question. Later, Thomas would ask a question. And Jesus answered each of their questions. And he would tell them exactly what they needed to know and answer their questions. Peter asked a couple questions. Peter was always the one to speak up, and it seems like he always had something to say. In fact, right away, the Bible says that after Jesus had said these things to them, when he said, I'm going away, and he gave them this two commandment, it was Peter that spoke up. And look at his question. Look what he said. We pick up in the Bible now in John 13, verse 36. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, whither goest thou? Or where are you going? And Jesus answered and said, whither I go, you cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterward. Now, notice that even though Jesus had given them this great commandment, that's not what they were looking at. That's not what they were thinking about. Their concentration was on what Jesus said about going away. He's thinking about what Jesus said, and he seemed to ignore the part about loving each other. His mind was on the first issue, and it was obviously troubling him. It almost sounds like the question of a toddler. Jesus did call them little children, by the way, you'll notice. And so Jesus said, where I'm going, you cannot come. And Peter's saying, Lord, where are you going? Where goest thou? He says, you'll follow me afterward, but there will come a day when you will go with me. You can't follow me now, but you will go with me. And then Peter's second question was, but Lord, why? Why? Maybe they thought, and perhaps all of the disciples, including Peter, thought that maybe Jesus was going away on a trip. They were not understanding at all at this point that Jesus was talking to them about his own death. Jesus knew what was coming. And he knew that within a matter of hours that he would be arrested, that he would be put on trial and be beaten, mistreated, and eventually he would be crucified in a very cruel manner on a cross, and that eventually he would rise again. Jesus knew all of this. The disciples were not getting it at all. They did not understand. And so Peter, in his question, I think, in his not understanding, is still trying to figure out, where is Jesus going? Did he think he was maybe going to a country where they couldn't go? Or perhaps in a way that they couldn't go? Maybe down to Egypt or to Greece or to Rome or to somewhere? They did not understand that Jesus was speaking of his death and resurrection and eventually his ascension. They were just not understanding. And so when Jesus said, I'm going away, and where I'm going, you can't come now, but you will eventually follow me there. Peter says, Lord, wherever you're going, let's read it in the scripture. Peter said, Lord, why can't I follow thee now? I'll lay down my life for thy sake. You can see what he's saying. He's asking, Lord, why? Why can't we go now? Why can't we go with you? He doesn't understand. He's talking about his death. But then Peter declares his loyalty. He said, Lord, I'll go anywhere that you go. I'll go with you anywhere. In fact, he said, I will lay down my life for your sake. Oh, Peter, he was always going to extremes. He's saying, Lord, I'll go with you anywhere you go. I'll go with you. And in fact, I'll die for you. And it was at this point where Jesus then foretells and prophesies about Peter's denial. And so Jesus said to him, Peter, will you really lay down your life for me? Kind of repeats the question again. I mean, Peter had made the declaration, and Jesus said, really? Will you lay down your life for my sake? And then he made the prediction. He says, I say to thee, the cock or the rooster will not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Before sunrise, when that rooster crows, said Peter, you will deny me three times. Now, Jesus didn't particularly answer his question about why. You know, maybe he knew that Peter would not understand why or could not comprehend about everything that was going on at this point. I mean, it was kind of interesting that here Peter, when Jesus had said this to him, Jesus did not answer him why, but he told him, he said, you will deny me three times before sunrise. I want you to notice how quiet Peter gets for the next three chapters. In fact, he doesn't speak up again. I think this concerned him, and he began to think about it, about what was going on. You see, it's really going to get rough, so rough that you'll deny me. And by deny, he literally meant that he would completely disown him. And then there was another question. Jesus then tries to comfort the disciples. He tries to give them some sense of comfort. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Now we're going into John 14 here. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Where I go, you know, and the way you'll know. And that's when Thomas said, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Here's the third question. Jesus is trying to comfort them and encourage their faith. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I'll come back and get you. We will be together again. Where I am, he said, that's where you'll be also. And now here's where Thomas steps up. And Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. And how can we know the way? Now, Jesus had just told them that he was going to his Father's house. In my Father's house are many mansions. They just still weren't getting it. And Jesus answered Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said, Thomas, I'm the way. I'm the way. And I'm the truth, and I'm the life. Remember back in John chapter 1, when John said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. He said, I'm the way. Not only did he say, I'm the way, he said, I'm the only way. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Now, I know that usually when we study this passage of Scripture, we talk about the mansions and we talk about the Father's house and about his return. But you see, Jesus was answering the disciples' questions, and he said, there is a clear way. You know the way. The way is me. Believe in God, he said in the beginning of this chapter. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. No, I would have told you. Now he tells him, I am the way. There's no other way but Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and life. He said, no man comes to the Father but by me, that he would be their only path to heaven. He would be their only way. We'll look at this a little bit more when we study this chapter next week. Join us then as once again we open the Scripture and consider his word.
Consider his word.